views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour and experience the instant relief of using your intuition to solve life's most challenging problems. So Shift happens every Wednesday at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time, live on the airwaves. And you can also find us in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com, transformationtalkradio.com, and transformationradio.fm. So the energetic shifts are happening in real time and can be accessed later via the Higher Self Network. And it's my pleasure to share life-transforming information, and we love to hear from you. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. Today I'm winging it with my dragons. So I'm going to I thought it was kind of appropriate. I've started a new dragon. Her name is Intuition. She reminds me of my grandma, Anna. She's purple and very Ukrainian looking. So maybe she'll be ready in time for Ukrainian Christmas. So, you know, this show, I wanted to talk about, Christmas is a wonderful time, and a lot of people really enjoy it and enjoy the holiday season. However, it does bring extra work with it. And for those people who have lost loved ones or have people that are sick or dying, pets gone, you know, to the other side, all sorts of things. And what's going on right now, even as we watch in the world, around the world right now, it's also coming up financial concerns at Christmas. We see this in Paris or in France right now with the yellow vest protesters, like just saying that, you know, the middle class can no longer make ends meet. So this is all, out there, and it affects everybody. So we want to just get really, really strong to what I refer to as the authentic self triad, the body, soul, and spirit, and getting very balanced in that, going to a place of calm. And so I just want to talk a little bit about, you know, how to maybe work beforehand to get yourself ready for the Christmas season, whether you're hosting or you're going to another person's home or you don't have anywhere to go. or don't have anyone to come. Like, so we're just going to strengthen everybody to all these different possibilities and recognizing, you know, that some people are choosing to forego the circus around the holidays. And this will really trigger a lot of people if you say, well, you know, I don't do the tree anymore, and I don't do this, and I don't do that. They're like, oh, you know, like, how can you not love Christmas? It's not about loving Christmas. It's about being in a place where you're strong to what you're doing. And so a lot of people go through with Christmas and the new year and all that, and they end up, you know, with a cold and the flu about a month and a half later when the credit card bills start rolling in. And so this is, people are put themselves under a lot of pressure at Christmas regarding getting the perfect gift, all of those things. And especially for those that don't have the resources to purchase gifts for their children, you know, and then their children are disappointed on Christmas Day, etc. The pets out there that are end up back in the Humane Society, you know, weeks after Christmas, all of these things. These are things that are definitely out there and that we can avoid by being strong to what we're doing. So the good news is that things are not going from bad to worse. Christmas has always been commercialized. And you know, if you read the history of Christmas, you know, they used to have markets, and I think what was formerly Turkey, don't quote me on that, but in that area, and they actually had Christmas trees that they would sell their wares on. That was like their, you know, modern day stand for showing their wares. And so, you know, things are not going from bad to worse. Christmas has always been commercialized, and newspapers have always skirted around the truth. So, you know, we have to recognize that when the news comes up and there's news about this and there's news about that, we want to be strong to the news is what's coming up, whether it's good news or bad news. And so, you know, the bad news is that upholding traditions for the holidays is a huge distraction for the average people. And if they're begrudgingly persisting or they're really participating or they're really enjoying it, it's still a diversion. And the diversion actually starts way back at Halloween, around the end of October. And then we've got Thanksgiving and then we've got Christmas and then we got New Year's. And if you notice during that 3-month period, it can be really challenging to get business done because everybody's away or this or planning and everybody's trying to fly on the same day all around the world. It's, you know, of course it makes for crazy making. So we want to get strong to recognizing that, you know, the media and big business are completely unemotional and they're focused. This is what they do. This is their job, is to, you know, stir up the emotions for Christmas. And so, you know, a lot of their targeting is directed towards children and teenagers and so, and their parents. And so, you know, we want to get strong to, taking control of our space. And what I mean by that is standing in our space in that we are like when people are coming into our home, that before they arrive, we can do, you know, we can get in touch with all the bothers. You know, there's always someone at every Christmas that's going to have an off day. And this is just the way it is. And quite often pets will have an off, like they go off because they don't, a lot of dogs in particular and cats prefer a scheduled existence. And so when that existence is bothered, they tend to act out. And so they'll tend to, you know, have the, you know, like bodily fluids where they shouldn't be in the house is what usually happens. And so we're just going to strengthen for everybody that, that you own your space. And by that, I mean your actual physical body, that you're at home in your body. And that if you're at home in your body, that you will be at home in anyone's home in your body. So we're just going to strengthen that for everybody, that you can actually be in a place where beforehand you just make a choice that, you know, regardless of any of the chaos that happens around you, regardless of, you know, the distractions and all of the extra excitement, a lot of times what's coming up is people actually do confuse anxiety with excitement. And so, I mean, really, the whole thing is to get the kids all excited. And I remember, like, when I was younger, my mom, she did Christmas. And we had four, at one time, we had four Christmas trees in the house, all decorated in different themes. And, you know, there was like a 6-week long production of pie making and baking and, like, I'm talking like, you know, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of goodies and people coming by the house. My mom loved it. And I remember when my daughters were little, my oldest daughter said, you know, all day she waited because my uncle was there and he was hanging all the lights around the house and they were waiting and waiting for it to get dark enough. And then when she saw it, she was about three and she says, "Grandma, I'm pressed." She meant she was impressed. And so we had a lot of fun, and it's a lot of fun watching children light up. And, you know, having said that, I also want to think about the other children that maybe aren't going to have those really positive experiences, or their parents maybe can't provide them with those experiences. So just being strong to, you know, being able to, a lot of people don't even get to, they have to go to work and they don't even get to be there for their kids for Christmas. A lot of people that work shift work or work in the hospitals or whatever. So we want to strengthen all of this, that, you know, whatever the circumstances, that, you know, you can get into a place where you just choose to be happy. Like, you're just going to, no matter what chaos happens, you are going to stand strong and you're going to be the eye of the storm and you will be able to handle what's going on around you. And remember, children under the age of 10 and pets really play out their, in particular their parents, but also their grandparents and their siblings, and they play out the concerns or the weaknesses. They will show you what they are before the company even arrives. And so it's about really getting yourself into a place where you recognize that, you know, you can be the leader of Christmas and you can be in a place where you decide how it's going to go. And so if there's, and remember, there is no such thing as perfectly perfect in 3D dimension. It's very rare anyway. It might be fleeting. You might have seconds of it in fleeting moments, but it's not a sustainable thing to have 100% of the time, all the time. So we're just going to get everybody strong to that, recognizing that there is perfection in imperfection, and that just because things don't go exactly as planned, that you could actually step into a place where you go with the flow a little bit more, recognizing that a lot of people have a lot of emotions come up, sensations and thoughts. And so just noticing that as you think about Christmas now and you think about the holidays, just noticing what thoughts come to you and what emotions are coming up for you. Is there grief there? Was there a Christmas? Or, you know, in my case, I always wanted a puppy and I always had this dream that I was going to have a puppy for Christmas. Now that I know that that's like not the wisest thing to do, I recognize that. But every Christmas, because that didn't happen, there was always a disappointment. And so, that disappointment can be like held from your subconscious mind for many years. And then so just a small disappointment can trigger different sensations in the body that remind you of disappointing experiences. It can be like a thought that runs through your head, "I'm never going to get what I want," or "other people get what they want and I don't get what I want." And also the other thoughts like the sensations like that run through your body, and then also, you know, the emotion that comes up. So the sensations can be a clue as to the fact that you're about to be triggered, or they can either precede the thought or come after the thought. The emotion, sensations, and thoughts are all transmittable with each other. There's no special order. So just noticing what's going on in your own body, and noticing what's going on with your thoughts, and noticing what's going on, with the reaction, and knowing that, oh, I'm starting to feel this emotion. I've labeled this as grief, and now that is starting to come up, that emotion. So we're just going to strengthen everybody to that, to be really, you know, the eye of the storm, and really hold the space with love and from the heart. So We have to take a quick break here now. You're listening to The Truth Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I am Colette Marie Steffen, and my guests today are my dragons from Tales from the Vector. You can check them out at www.tailsfromthevector.com. You can check out on my Facebook page. I have The Truth Is Funny with Colette. I have that beautiful Ukrainian dragon coming up there. She's not finished yet, but she's certainly wanting to come in for a landing. We'll be right back after to take the we have a caller who's been patiently waiting, 1-800-930-2819. We'll be back in a few minutes and make some more shift happen.
Golden Otter Divinations Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream with Autumn Seibel. Tune in the first Friday every month at 9 a.m. Pacific as Autumn, educator, health coach, and medium, explores metaphysical and mainstream strategies on how to elevate your level of conscious living. Draw in the abundance that is yours by divine right. For more information about working with Autumn, visit goldenotter.us. That's golden like the precious metal and otter like the precious animal.us.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Would you like your next chapter to be free from fear and angst? Tune in to Your Next Chapter Radio, navigating through life's transitions with Shelley Ryan the fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on transformationtalkradio.com. Shelley's contagious enthusiasm guides you through life's transitions deliberately, mindfully, and funnily. For Your Next Chapter coaching or to listen, visit yournextchaptercoaching.com or call 602-617-8351. Next!
Join Jennifer Noelle Taylor on the hit show Quantum Touch Radio, supercharging your life on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll take a quantum journey as we reveal powerful yet simple steps to create more abundance, better health, emotional and mental vibrancy, and happier relationships using universal quantum touch principles. For more information, visit JenniferNoelleTaylor.com.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Like the branches of a tree, universal knowledge, insight, and wisdom must be weaved together to bring forward to others. If you live in the Western Washington area, you will want to make the trip to Auburn and visit the new Alchemy of the Goddesses Center. Now open and offering healing sessions, classes, crystals, books, oils, and more. Find out more about the center. Visit alchemyofthegoddesses.com. That's alchemyofthegoddesses.com.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
We're back on The Truth Is Funny with Colette Marie Steffen, and I just realized that I'd asked Phil Free if he would like to join me on this call if he had time, and he is going to be on the call now, or on the radio show here. So, Phil, are you there?
Yes. Hi. How are you?
Hi. Oh, I'm awesome. Thank you. I just wanted to say I had such an amazing time at your gig in Arizona at the Charles. Was it Charles Tavern?
St. Charles Tavern.
St. Charles Tavern. Yeah. And it was an awesome show. And you know, you said you might have time to come on the show today and also shift some energy around Christmas. We were just talking before you arrived here about, being the calm at the center of the storm, and that children and pets, et cetera, they have a tendency to react and show us where we're weak, you know, when it comes to all the excitement in the house. And so we do have a caller who's been patiently waiting, Marie from France. So we're just going to get her on first, and then we'll carry on.
Hello, Phil and Colette.
Hey, yeah, you've got a bonus now today. This is a Christmas
Hello.
Present.
Yeah, and you've already, apropos that you were on your own at the beginning, Colette, because that's exactly what I'm terrified about regarding Christmas. And you fixed some of it through what you talked about, but I still feel teary-eyed at the thought of being alone at Christmas. That I have, man in my life and friends and family, and I've made some plans to avoid that feeling from sinking in, but I'm still very scared of being alone at Christmas.
Okay, so take a deep breath here. We can feel how sad you are. So I'm getting that, I'll give you a number for you. It's a 10 and you're trying to be brave.
Yeah.
So we'll throw, yeah. And so, Phil, what's going on here? Why do people feel this way because of one day?
Right. So this is a lot of media programming is what's coming up first and foremost, as well as traditions and such.
You know, what happened, Marie, for me, is, after my mom passed, I said, we had four Christmas trees. She was really, really into Christmas. And after she passed, I was about 5 days from Christmas, and I just looked at my daughter because she was the only one still with me at the house. And I said to her, I just can't do Christmas this year. And she said, thank God, because she didn't want to have to fake it, So the Christmas before that, we had gone through so many Christmases in a row where we had sick and dying people. We had 7 years, seven Christmases in a row. So what happened is we started a new tradition. We went to get a turtle because Maddie always wanted a turtle, and we decorated it with crystals, its tank and everything. And we just enjoyed watching that. And, we started creating our own tradition, and we've decided not to put the stress on ourselves. So this is what we're like, we decided that we're not going to try and fake it till we make it. This isn't a good idea when you're doing Christmas. You may have noticed. And so just getting you strong to that, recognizing you said you have a man in your life now. And so it's going to be different. It doesn't matter. The old traditions are there for a reason, but it doesn't really matter if it's the old traditions or you start a new tradition, whatever happens. So we're just going to strengthen that for you 100%, that, you can start your own traditions with new people and let go of the old.
He'll be away, so
you're going to be actually. Okay, so let's get you strong to that. When you think about being alone, where do you feel that in your body?
Partly in my stomach and partly in my head.
Okay. And what's the thought that comes up?
Just fear of sadness.
Yeah. Yeah, it's coming up like fear, abject fear. Oh, there's Phil back. Okay, so Phil, we're just working We lost you there for a minute. So we're just working here with Marie. And I'm just going to ask you, Marie, what number are you at now?
It's already dropped to like 6 or 7 or like kind of 4-3 because I'm sure either I can find my own happiness or I can make other plans so that I'm helping others instead of being alone.
Ah, now there's a really beautiful thing. This is what I found. I find that, you know, when I'm feeling that way and alone, there's always people out there that could use, you know, that if you put in some service that you'll feel like you're, it'll lift your heart is what's coming up. So it just strengthen you to that, like getting into a place where you, you know, get into the true spirit of Christmas, right? And so just strengthening that. Yeah. And like, I can feel you shifting now. What number are you at?
I don't know. It kind of changed to another existence.
Okay. Phil?
Are you there? Just different things. We're going to strengthen you to...
Because I'm getting she's representing a lot of people right now.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to strengthen you to the stories that you've had, all right? So sometimes they're just stories, and you don't need to attach the emotion to them. And sometimes... It's past triggers that have come up. They're being re-triggered. So when you notice these triggers coming up, just keep yourself very centered and let them pass through you. Take a deep breath and let it out. And a lot of times you'll get past that sort of wave of grief that comes over you.
And I have, Marie, one of the other traditions, and this is what you'll find at Christmas. Everybody assumes everybody else has family and they're having a better time and blah, blah, blah. So let's just get you strong to resonating with people that want to have fun on Christmas. Like my friends and I will gather on Christmas Eve around 3 or 4 o'clock to go to the mall and watch, you know, there's a few of us women that made it a tradition and we just watch the men shop at the last minute and we eat French fries and chocolate and we don't care. And it's fun. It's fun to watch like, hey, I've decided I'm not going to take part in this, you know? And so we do that because it's fun to watch because I used to be that person that had to get the perfect gift for everybody or Christmas would be ruined, you know? And you watch this and you just realize when you're sitting there watching it, how silly it is.
The other part of it is sadness of being excluded. Not that the other issue is solved, thanks, by the way. It's about being excluded because with my new boyfriend, he's taking his children up to be with his parents. And it's not, I haven't yet met his children, so it's not yet at the point that then I could join him and
them
and so on.
Thank the Lord. It's not strong for you to go. But, you know, okay. you don't want to meet his children at Christmas, trust me. Right, Phil?
Yeah.
Just being strong to all of this stuff.
Yeah. It's like a loaded situation then, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So
what I do, because I worked a lot of times, my ex-husband was away for Christmas. We would just have our Christmas on a different day. And my kids got very, they were kind of happy because they got to go to their friend's place and, you know, to their mom, to the relatives and do all that. And then their dad came home and they got to do it again, you know? And, and so it, you know, it's about taking, like Phil said, the story out. And you feel really neutral to that now. Now, Phil, what is she saying? What were you saying? What was coming up for you now?
For me now?
I'm noticing just...
For Phil.
Yeah,
for Phil,
just,
go ahead.
I was just going to say that... I can see you're much more joyous. I can sense and you're laughing and things like that.
Yeah.
So just carrying that energy through Christmas and beyond the new year and beyond, and as long as you want, being strong to being joyous when you want to be joyous, no matter what time of year it is, no matter what holidays are coming up. And you can be, like Colette said, sort of an observer rather than a participant in the stress.
Yeah, that's that feels awesome. So thank you, Marie, for calling in. We have to go for another break here.
Yeah.
And we have another caller. So, you know, Merry Christmas and keep safe there
you.
In France. I guess you guys are, there's a lot of people
under
out in the
fire,
streets
yeah.
there.
yeah.
So, you know, you're not the only one that's upset about Christmas, right? All right.
Yes.
Lots of love to you. And I'm Colette Marie Steffen, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny. You can connect with me, as I said, at thetruthisfunny.com, at talesfromthevector.com. If you're interested in my energy correcting cards and paintings, I have 61 done now, only 3 to go. So I'm pretty excited about that. And you can also find me on social media at The Truth is Funny with Colette. And we'll be right back after this short break.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. Parenting will always be a bit of a mystery. Who knows why some parenting ideas work and others do not? Or why some kids seem to succeed despite family setbacks, while others have so much given to them and yet fail to thrive? The one thing we do know is that once you have a child, you'll never be quite the same again. Awe-inspiring emotions like overwhelming love, extreme guilt, intense frustration, and incredible joy make this job second to none. Breaking free of parenting pressures means recognizing the pieces that make us unique, the pieces that we carry with us from the past, and the pieces that are influenced by the society we live in. When we can pick and choose which pieces we want to keep around and change the others to align with our inner wisdom, we will feel more self-assured in our role as a parent.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy Al, on The Tracy Al Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving. Even in the face of adversity, say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny. Phil Free just dropped in to shift some energy with me. We're talking about Christmas. We're talking about the emotions that come up around that. And we were also speaking with Marie from Paris. And Phil, you just wanted to touch on that. And then we're going to take the next caller. We have had we have another caller here waiting. So what was it that you wanted to sort of go into a little bit more?
Sure. Since the caller from France there, just neutralizing any energy in France and spreading in other places, just strengthening all people throughout, you know, when there's conflicts on a big level and people want changes, being neutral, so remaining neutral is key to manifesting those changes. So just sending out a shift, if you'd like, for everyone involved, you know, on all sides, and getting everybody nice and neutral and getting the results strong for everybody, and that we can have a win-win situation for everyone.
I like that. Win-win-win. Yeah. You know, like France wins, the world wins.
The world wins.
Yeah. And so when I say the world wins, I mean, I was talking, you probably didn't get a chance to hear what I was talking about at the very beginning, but I was saying that, you know, there's a lot of children out there, I mean, that don't get what they want for Christmas. And that's okay, I guess. But when they're in a position where they're told that they, you know, they just have to ask that guy in the sky and they're going to get it, and then they don't, how do you explain that to them? And, you know, there seems to be a lot of financial concerns coming up for a lot of people around this time of the year. And so we do have a caller who's been patiently waiting. So we're going to take her now, and then we're going to touch on this again if we have time later. How's that sound?
Good.
What?
All right, so Trisha.
Hi, Carter.
Trisha.
Yeah. Hold on.
Oh. Is that you, Trisha?
It is.
All right. So what can Phil and I do for you today?
I'm still grieving my cold, I guess you would say, and I'm having lots of trouble with coughing and a lot of pain in my rib cage on the left side.
Okay, and so do you feel that this is like a physical thing, or do you feel that this is more coming up as emotional at root cause?
I'm guessing it is probably emotional due to my mom passed away 19 years ago yesterday, and just all the energy around Christmas and stuff.
Okay, so on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being like how you're feeling physically right now, because we have a physical manifestation here, on a scale of 0 to 10, you know, how much is this cough and all and the cold and all that bothering you?
It's probably between 7 and 8.
Yeah, I got that. So, Phil, what are you picking up here?
All right, several things. For one, a lot of people get imprinted with dates. Dates get stuck in them, and then the emotion of that date stays with them. And so whenever that date comes back up a year later, 19 years later, whatever it is, then the emotions come back with that. What we can do is we can keep the memory intact of events and people and all that, but neutralize the emotion so that if you do think about these people or you do remember that it is their date of death or whatever it may be, it doesn't weaken you. It's just a fact. It's just a historical fact. Like, oh, July 4th is Independence Day in America. Okay.
And that was my divorce day. That's when
Independence Day, right on.
It's a great day to get divorced.
On Independence Day in United States,
yeah.
Anyway.
Right.
All right.
So I'm just going to strengthen you to. I'm sorry. Just to strengthen the energy of the grief of this date, and then the numbers associated with this date. So we're just going to strengthen you to all the numbers that come up on this date. You know, whether it's like 12, or you know, whether it's the year, or whether it's the time of day. So there's all kinds of numbers that I'm not going to name them all. I'm just going to get you neutral to them. All right, and get you neutral to numbers in general, and get you not weakened by numbers, really. All right. I don't know if you sense any shift now, but where are you on a scale of 0 to 10 now?
I'm definitely going down, probably about 5. Mm-hmm. I think before.
I was also picking up that you feel on some level that you would be disrespectful to your mother if you don't grieve. And actually, you know, I'm not getting, like, this is that transition card, birth and death. I'm not getting that your grandmother wants you to or your mother wants you to grieve on the day that she made her transition, she was ready to go.
Oh yeah, she was far ready before that, but
yeah, yeah. And so it's kind of like when you are participating in this really deep grief, you're actually kind of, in a way, that's where you're disrespecting her, because you're not seeing her alive and vibrant and empowered and happy. You know what I mean?
Well, she was never happy, though.
She is now. She's trying to let you know. That's why it's hard for her to be happy when everybody has to cry every time. It's the, what day is it today? The 12th of December?
Yeah.
Do you like how would you like it if everybody cried about you for a whole day or a whole week or something around December 12th? It's a lot of pressure. I'm just teasing you. But it is true, right, Phil?
Sure, sure. So yeah, you know, that's just, it's just a general issue we're going to strengthen with how to deal with death. A lot of us are very confused on how to deal with death, and we think we should grieve, or we think certain things happen. But like, you made a good point right there, Colette, that, you know, if I know me, I could say while I'm here alive, you know, with all confidence that, you know, if there, you know, if and when that day happens or whatever, I don't want people grieving over me. I don't want them certainly year after year, you know, coming back to my date and feeling sad every time my date, my birthday or my death date comes around. If anything, if they want to remember me, just remember good things and things that I've helped them with in their life, or if I was a good influence in some way, well, you know, what can they learn from me, or did they have good times they remember, things like that. I much prefer that personally.
I like that viewpoint a lot because it sounds like a lot more fun. And, you know, honestly, I've never gone back to the graves of my mom, my dad, grandparents. Like, they were just four blocks from my house. And some people might think that's disrespectful, but I prefer not to think about my parents down in the ground. I prefer to think of them free. And when we allow ourselves to stop grieving and celebrate their life, I feel that it's a more, you know, it's a stronger way to deal with it. And so just strengthening that for everybody, the feeling like that you have to, that you're, you know, you're not doing a proper job as a daughter if you're not grieving for 19 years, you know? So we're just going to strengthen you.
What happens if you're not really grieving? You're more angry than anything.
There we go. Now we're talking, right, Phil? Do you want to, we have to take another break. If you want to wait until we come back on the phone, Phil and I'll work on this so much, but this is what I was picking up earlier, is a lot of people indulge themselves in the their process of grieving of death on a yearly basis rather than dealing with it at the time. And one of the stages of grief is anger. And so the fact that you actually have, acknowledged that right now, we'll work on that when we come back, because I'm getting a lot of people, a lot of the grief that a lot of people are feeling, it feels like that simmering anger that we were talking about earlier that's coming from France, you know, and the people there. There's like a low level of simmering anger, and we're just going to strengthen that for everybody to let that go and step into a more beautiful way. But we have to take a quick break here. You're listening to The Truth Is Funny. You can call in 1-800-930-2819, and we'll be back to talk with you some more after this quick break, Tricia.
High frequency healing for an amazing life with Source Light Radio. Join host Laura Barton each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she explores Source Light integration, a unique spectrum of energy, light, and frequency. Experience instantaneous healing and amazing shifts in consciousness with Source Light Integrations Radio. For more information on Laura and her work, visit sourcelightintegrations.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah. Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
Have you been searching for a push to step out and share your gifts with the world? Allow Charlene Hess to empower you to start shedding the layers of your ego that are holding you back and begin feeling connected to your heart so that you can shine your unique divine light and share your gifts with the world. Tune in to The Charlene Hess Show, Living on Your Heart's Edge, every first and third Friday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit CharleneHess.com.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny. I have Phil Free with me here today, and I also have Trisha, who called in because she was feeling sad and actually physically ill. What she feels is like the stress of Christmas and her mom's death. So, Trisha, I just wanted to check in with you if you're there.
Yes.
What number are you at now?
No, definitely like 2.
Yeah, you can hear it in your voice. So when you get in touch with that, what do you feel is left over?
There's still anger there, but it's mm-hmm. not as sharp as it was.
Phil had some advice for you.
Sorry?
Phil, do you want to?
All right, yeah, I was just going to. Sure. I was just going to say that, you know, everybody's a little different, but in your case, particularly, I'm getting you're strong to writing down everything you're angry about on a piece of paper, like writing a letter to your mom and just getting it off your chest. Once you've done that, you can just throw it in the Christmas fire or an ashtray, burn it, whatever. And just, you know, let all that disappear with the fire. I'm going to do that energetically for you now. That could be more of a symbolic gesture if you'd like, but I'm just getting for you, you're strong to doing something of that nature. It's not exactly that, but you know, something, you know, just base it off what I just said and it'll help you just let it go on all levels.
And I'm also getting, Trisha, Phil may not be aware of this, but Trisha was calling in quite a bit, and I know you, because she's painting cars, vehicles and stuff, and she still is good at that and can do that. But having said that, now she's been working, you know, Trisha, tell Phil what you've been doing now.
My position, I'm a roots worker. I work with Aboriginal children in foster care or being adopted, and I help them stay connected to the roots by doing a family tree and a cultural package. So when they are with their new families, they still have a connection to their Aboriginal roots, which I was, because I was adopted to a non-Aboriginal family as a child, I didn't have those luxuries because it wasn't seen as an important thing when I was growing up. Now I'm able to provide all that information that I did not have the luxury of having.
Wow. Isn't that awesome?
Mm-hmm.
So let's get you strong to this, Tricia. Start new tradition, you know? Like, like just really like recognizing that, you know, you're using your anger in a very powerful way. And, you know, I was told this in ceremony in Peru is, you know, that the respect comes from the self, and the lack of respect is actually the opposite of love. So I feel that in many ways your mother was disrespected in her culture, and that caused a lot of problems down the maternal line. And now you are resolving those problems in a beautiful way by serving others, which is what Marie from Paris was talking about. She wanted to go do something that was beneficial for others and that would lift her spirits because she couldn't be with her family at that time. And so I just feel that this has been very powerful. How are you feeling now?
Not bad. Just a hint of anger left, but way better.
Okay,
than
Phil.
Than I
Phil, let's talk about that hint. What's the hint?
Right. So hints is it's kind of subtle signs, and in this case, like it's kind of like body language things is what's coming up when somebody's like hints at you that they're angry at you, but they didn't say anything, and that kind of thing. So just all the hints, all the body language hints is what's coming up, psychological hints, spiritual hints. We're just going to get you neutral, the hints, clues, other things of that nature.
That sounds so
right.
funny. Then,
I know. We're just going to get you neutral to that. And then we're just going to get you neutral to basically not having the emotion around that. It's like it's kind of almost like a puzzle for your mind almost to block you is what's coming up sometimes, trying to figure it out too much, what these hints are all about or these clues are all about. So just getting beyond all that, being neutral to them, and then the answer just coming to you very clearly when you need it and when you want it.
Awesome. So thank you, Tricia, for calling in. And
thank you very much. Thank you for my
question. Yeah. Okay, you're welcome. Yeah. So, Phil, we have a few minutes left. What else do you have to say like that people could maybe do to get themselves in a stronger place for when the relatives show up and how they can, you know, manifest more how they want the day to go? I talked a lot about, before you came on, about, you know, claiming your space and directing that space and recognizing that children and animals are going to act out because they're feeling the excitement. And, I mean, look how we get them all excited, you know, and then we're mad at them because they're excited or causing excitement, actually, or anxiety, what feels like anxiety. So what do you feel about that? What are some other tips that people could do?
Right. People notice the triggers ahead of time. Like it's a lot of times just thinking about things, like a lot of people are dreading making that trip out to see the family, or, hey, I'm not looking forward to seeing my aunt or uncle or whoever it is, my brother, whoever. So just if we notice that we're triggered before the event even happens, we can really center ourselves. We can center a lot of the emotions. A lot of people don't know how to do this quite yet, but feel free to obviously call in or book a session with one of us, and you know, we can help you with that too. And then we can sort of get those issues solved before the fact. And then, so by the time you get there, you're going to find that, oh, it's going to be different. You know, it'll be different than last year, or that person didn't show up that you didn't like, or maybe they showed up, but they're very calm or much more gentle than they were in the past, things of nature. So by being aware of our triggers ahead of time, we can really solve a lot ahead of time.
Yeah, and I was just, when you were saying that, what came to me too is like, recognize a lot of times we don't see these people for a year, right? And so probably a lot has happened in a year for them. I know a lot has happened in a year for me. So if I allow myself to be in a place where I'm open-minded and I allow that person to present themselves in a different fashion and allow myself to present myself differently. A lot of times when families get together, I find that they revert to old family patterns. Don't you find this?
Yeah, in many cases, yes. It's important that everybody continue to become more aware and continue to personal growth. And sometimes it doesn't. You know, I see some dynamics in my personal family that have changed a lot over the years, and others that have been like the same for years and years and years. So I see both sides of it, and I'm encouraged by the sides, by the things that change. And obviously, I get frustrated or annoyed at times by the things that haven't changed. But I've learned to get much more neutral over the years, and even the last couple of years, just learning all the things that have, I've gotten myself a lot more accepting of everybody and their personality types and all that kind of stuff. And just understanding how they work and how they talk and not taking things personally.
Yeah, that's a good advice right there, is don't take things too personally at Christmas. Recognize that a lot of people are eating maybe foods that they don't normally eat, and their emotions are coming up. And, you know, if we allow space for that and don't take it personally, it's a lot easier to deal with. I just wanted to let people know that, to remind you that there is not a holistic fair in December. So we'll be back at the holistic fair on January 13th with my team. And also, I wanted to let people know that there's still room on my teleconferences coming up. I have one on the 13th here, which is the Telespa Fat Wallet Skinny Jeans. And then the Float Your Boat is about balancing these aspects of life. And that is the following Thursday, which would be on the 20th. And that is, that's pretty much my schedule for now. I'm also available for personal consultations. I'm not traveling right now. So if you're having a bit of issues with Christmas, feel free to call. And thank you so much for coming on, Phil. And thank you to the callers for calling in. Thank you to Carter for producing, and to Dr. Pat and her team for allowing us to have this wonderful chance to speak about this. And thank you to everyone out there listening. Bye for now. We'll see you next Wednesday, 8:00 a.m. Pacific time.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.